Newsweek, like a lot of publications, puts out special commemorative issues.
Yeah.
You've probably seen them on the newsstands,
yeah.
You know, 75th anniversary of D-Day, or, you know, we have one out about Harrison Ford's acting career. This is a big part of the magazine business now.
Yeah.
And what we did for the election was the company that we subcontract to, as you said in the intro, produced two editions, one President Trump, the other
right.
Madam President. They both, you know, the Madam President one mistakenly went out, which was the first embarrassment.
Yeah.
That should never have happened. But really, as you say, the writing in this is, shall we say, not up to the editorial standards.
Well, it's just pure throne sniffing. I mean, it's just like DNC talking points. So, I mean, who on your staff wrote that?
Well, no one on our staff wrote it. Again, we subcontract that to a company.
But when you read it before it went out, what
did
you say?
Well, no, we didn't, and that's part of the problem.
What do you mean, you didn't read it before it went out?
See, we subcontract these commemorative issues to a company, and this is pretty common in the magazine business. So it's sort of been done on a separate track, and we did not review it before it went out.
Well, but what if they had like reprinted Mein Kampf or something? I mean,
well, if they had reprinted Mein Kampf, that would have been even worse. There's no question. Look, even though we didn't, you know, over at regular Newsweek didn't put it out, you know, we're ultimately responsible for the name.
I mean, you're an